This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, if you want to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. Let's get to it real quick, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to get to the good, bad, and the righteous in just a couple of minutes here. I want to jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com and see if you know notice a reoccurring theme across the boards. Keep in mind, we have several affiliates, 20 that I could probably name right now. There's probably more than that, that are contributing to the site on a daily basis, that are a part of the culture war, bringing about the resolve to America's issues. With that said, friends, you do need to check out the content because it's what is omitted to the CIA-controlled media, and we are giving you what they don't want you to see. In other words, we're not asking for the devil's permission to obey God and exposing the devil, and that's exactly what we're doing in the process. If you go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, Twitter changes terms of service to allow pedophile content, including naked children. So, folks, again, making the point here, these contributors are not like calling each other up and saying, hey, what are you going to write about? I'm going to write about the same thing. That's not what happens, okay? And that's not how this is put together here. These are contributors across the country that are, well, reporting on what's laid to their heart and what needs to be exposed. Again, Twitter changes terms of service to allow pedophile content, including naked children. Folks, you need to understand that this is a felony, okay? Folks, in so many ways, it's a felony in the sense of making a prey out of the children. I mean, again, here we're talking about the unthinkable, but this is nothing new with Twitter, friends. If you'd like to check out the article, sonsoflibertymedia.com, congressional candidate, Young Turks, Cenk Weiger, he said, I would legalize bestiality. Again, you can't make this up. I mean, how, folks, if you think things are going to get better, they're not. They're going to get worse before they get better if the American people fail to enforce that law out of love to God concerning the crimes of people like this. Check it out on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Michigan school cop arrested for allegedly raping child he was tasked with protecting. Again, do you hear a reoccurring theme here, friends? Because this is happening in your country today. Now listen to this. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, a 12-year-old drag queen appears with sodomites in front of a pitcher. You can watch the video. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. This is the same kid, friends, that his parents have actually brought him into bars in New York and let him strip himself down in front of a bunch of sodomite homosexuals. Again, we're talking about felonious activities here, friends, and the laws need to be enforced. Why they have not bewilders me to no end. Also going over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, this is the point that I want to make. Notice the reoccurring theme here, friends, okay? Alaskan Jason Vakovich targeted pedophiles. He gets 23 years in prison. Jason Vakovich went online and he started to target pedophiles. Because you can go online, friends, and actually, when a pedophile or a sex offender comes into your community, they are by law required to point themselves out as being one that's coming into the community to warn others that he is a sexual offender. Just for the record. Well, Jason, what he did is he went online, he started to find out where these pedophiles were, and he began to bring about vigilante justice. Now, I've talked about this several times in the past, and I talk about it again today, friends, but it's interesting that he would get 23 years in prison. Yet you look at the pedophiles committing crimes against children, and it's interesting how they get their hands slapped. I've shared with you in the past, and I share with you again. I have a friend that's an investigator in Anoka County, and he said, Bradley, pedophiles are the nicest people in the world to your face. He said, but don't ever turn your back on them. That's exactly what he said. Well, here, I just want to say this. There are some people that have these guys' numbers, and I'm talking about these pedophiles and the crimes that they're committing against children. And pedophiles need to understand that the daddies I know, they're not going to call the cops. They're going to deal with you in such a fashion where justice is going to be done right then and right there. And I want to show you our Heavenly Father's intent concerning those that would dare lay a finger on a child in any sense of the word. The Bible says, if you shall in any wise afflict a fatherless child, that alone, because you need to understand pedophiles lay for those kids that are coming through the CPS, those that are going through the foster care system. These are the children that are being trafficked. These are the children that are disappearing. These are the children that are being sold out of Las Vegas into foreign countries. For those that do not pay attention to the details, you do need to understand, friends, that these things are happening. Again, going back down to Boys Town Conspiracy of Silence. If you have not seen it, check it out. Concerning the children that were being groomed from a Catholic home there by the priest. They got them hooked on drugs. Then they sent them into that of Washington, D.C. to be used as tools of extortion concerning those that are called, well, representatives in the United States of America. If you've not seen Conspiracy of Silence, friends, do yourself a favor and watch it. Now, I want you to understand the heart of God towards those that are being afflicted. The Bible says, Exodus 22, verse 22, if you shall afflict a fatherless child, if thou shalt afflict them in any wise, and they cry at all unto me, he said, I will surely hear their cry. And the Lord said, and my wrath shall wax hot, and I will kill you with the swords, and your wives will be widows, and your children fatherless. Now, going over to the New Testament, I'm going on live radio here, and hang on a second. I just want to pull up the exact scripture. Cast yourself into the sea. I just want to give you a scripture reference. When you go to Luke 17:2, it tells us, friends, that it were better for them that offend a child in any sense of the word to take a millstone and wrap it around their own necks and to cast themselves into the sea rather than to offend one of these little ones or to cause one of these little ones to stumble. Again, friends, what's happening in the United States of America is unthinkable. But again, I want you to understand that there are people that are actually bringing about vigilante justice because the courts are not delivering justice when it comes to these pedophiles. They're encouraged. They're trying to normalize this now. It's also interesting to note, friends, that pedophiles have to get in prison before they actually get the justice that the judge failed to give them before they got into prison. But sooner or later, it will catch up to them, and you can rest assured that the Spirit of God and His Word will not return void, null or void. It will do the very thing that it's called to prosper in. Isaiah 55, taking a quick break, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Be right back.
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News, and I'm honored to be able to partner with the Sons of Liberty and help Bradley Dean rock the boat, shining the light of truth into the dark world around us, reminding us of our history and Christian heritage, and working hard to educate and inform as many as possible, even as the mainstream media works tirelessly to indoctrinate us all with a socialist leftist agenda. I urge you to support Sons of Liberty along with me, because now is the time for courageous Christians to rise up and get in the game. SonsofLibertyRadio.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, I wanted to let you know that if you want to check us out online, you can go online right now. We are back in the saddle in the state of Minnesota, and I'll tell you what, we left Florida yesterday, and I believe it was in the 60s, so we left the fridge only to jump from the fridge into the ice box, because, folks, we got 12 inches of snow here in the state of Minnesota. Again, we're here. So if you want to watch us live, you can go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can check us out on YouTube or go over to Before It's News. Thank you to my friend Michael Roach for his trust over there. And we can slowly see that this is growing little by little, folks. We're just working on a Wi-Fi signal so we can begin to expand our broadcast that way. I wanted to tell you, if this is the first time listening, do understand that there's over 117 cities that are listening right now, and there is over 53 countries abroad globally that are listening as well. And you've made us the number one and number two show, and we totally appreciate that. People are sick and tired of the rhetorical talk. They're sick and tired of the political speech that's been created to make lies sound truthful. That continues to go nowhere, friends. And yet you have all these grown-ups that think they know what they're talking about when in fact they don't. And people are tired of the lack of resolve. Justice guards our liberty, not gossip, not opinion. Folks, we're not ruled by opinion. We're ruled by law. And again, if this is the first time listening, I also want you to understand that I am not a Democrat, unconstitutional. It's not in the Constitution. I'm not a Republican. That's unconstitutional. I'm not a part of the 101 other affiliations that have been created out of thin air. We are a constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4. We're ruled by law, not by opinion. And I'm here to tell you, I'm a Christocrat, okay? We follow the Christ here. So again, friends, if you want to go online, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Those two pages interact one with another. You can also jump over to our Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1 double E, or go to my Facebook account, which is BradleyDean double E, BradleyDean. YouTube, Sons of Liberty Media, friends. We have about 14,500 subscribers right now on our Facebook page. We have about 700 and 59,000 followers. 725,000 of them are active. So again, people are listening because they want absolutes, and that's why we continuously go back to the Word of God and the Constitution. And you have to be the strength. You cannot wait for a politician to do for you what God has commanded you to do for yourselves, just for the record. Also wanted to let you know, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, friends, I want to talk about the good, bad, and the righteous. All morning, I've been going back and forth with live posts and people that call themselves the right, yet they act like the left. And I got to continuously tell them that if the right was doing the right thing all the time, there wouldn't be a left. And they can't see that. And yet you can take all the evidence in the world. You can play the videos. You can expose their idol and whom they worship. And regardless of what you show them, they call you haters for telling them the truth. They call you haters. These are the conservatives of the day, yesterday's liberals, friends. The majority of these people call themselves Christians, and yet they have eyes, but they see not. Yet they have ears, and they hear not. Okay? And at no time do they ever make reference to the Word of God and or the Constitution. It's always their opinion. And you know where their opinion comes from, friends? The CIA-controlled media that they say they don't believe in. That's how hypocritical these people are. But in saying that, they try to justify the unjustifiable. They try to call the unjust righteous. And they try to call the righteous unjust. No wonder why they have a left. No wonder why they have those people that they call snowflakes. You know, wisdom is justified by her children, found in Luke 7:35. The only people they can blame is themselves, yet they don't want to take responsibility. But I'm here as a preacher to tell you it doesn't matter if you want to take responsibility or not. You're going to. It's appointed unto men once to die. After this, the judgment. Hebrews 9:27. As well, friends, read Revelations 21, starting in verse 8. So let's get our discerners going just a little bit today, okay? I want to do that. And again, remember, if you want to call in, please do. George Washington, I just seen a post yesterday. And it said, if anybody wonders why people think that George Washington was a Mason, well, this is why. Well, you know what? And then I had a big picture of, I'm sorry, a big statue of his head, and then a big Masonic symbol right below it. You got to keep in mind, the President of the United States of America has been claimed by more than just the Masons. Everybody wants the man, the first president of the United States of America, to be their man, okay? They want to create him to be them. Because, again, they want to justify themselves. You know, and the fact of the matter is when you begin to look at the history, and we've exposed this a million times, and again, if you want to contend with me, please do. Please do. 1-866-582-9933. Don't sit there and type out. Don't sit there and email me. Don't sit there and go on Facebook and talk about how we're not a Christian country, okay? And don't talk to me about Tripoli, which is not a repudiation of the fact that we are a Christian nation. And don't sit there and talk to me about lines between church and state, which you got that coined phrase from none other than the ACLU. A communist organization, said Roger Baldwin. The end of the ACLU is communism. Know what you're talking about before you throw it out there. 1-866-582-9933. I've said this, friends, that every spring, I live rural. I ask my children, what kind of seed are those farmers, after they plow the soil, what kind of seed are they planting? And my little sons will tell me, well, we'll know in the fall time, Dad, by the seed. We'll know what kind of seed that they planted in the springtime by the harvest it brings forth in the fall. And 242 years later, 86% of the American people profess, I'm saying profession, for the very purpose that that's no more than a profession, friends. I see less than 3% of the real deal in this country. But 86% of the American people profess to be a Christian people. You can't make that up. And yet you have 1.7% of the population destroying their country, and yet 86% of them love God so much that they disobey him at every given opportunity. You stinking hypocrites. Again, you're the worst of men. But you can't dispute the seed that they sown and sowed back in the 1700s, because we see the harvest today. Though it's hypocritical today, you can rest assured when you study out our forefathers, they were not at all what you're being told by the revisionists today, in any sense of the word. But let's just go down this road for a moment, okay? George Washington, talking about the good, bad, and the righteous. He was the first president of the United States. He was called a deist, okay? Someone that believes that God is there, but doesn't interfere in the affairs of man. A derelict father, okay? A runaway dad. That's what a deist is. Okay, God's there, but he doesn't interfere. Well, who reigns upon the earth? Folks, who gave the seed to sow? Who gave the flesh of the fields to eat? Who gave the water to drink? I mean, the list goes on, right? But we're told by the revisionists that he was a deist. In dictionaries like Webster, Funk, and Wagnalls, Century, and others, the word agnostic and atheist appear as synonyms. Therefore, the range of a deist spans from those who believe there is no God to those who believe in a distant, impersonal creator of the universe to those who believe there is who believe that there is no to know if God exists. I mean, that's ridiculous, right? You know, here, let me just take this to scripture really quick. It's interesting how how a deist is defined. A creator in the distance, impersonal, has nothing to do with his children. Yet we can see in Scripture that if we're commanded by the very Spirit of God, that we're supposed to take care of our families. And if we don't do that, we're worse than infidels. But again, we have the revisionists trying to brainwash the masses into believing that this is who God is, if God exists at all. But I want to say to the atheist that, first of all, I would ask you the question, how can you tell me what's right and what's wrong? What do you reference, number one? And number two, a building, does it have a builder? A painting, does it have a painter? A creation, does it have a creator? Of course it does. A little baby will tell you that. Okay? But it's interesting that if there was no God, then there would be no atheist. And atheists want to try to convince you, just like the revisionists want to convince you, that there is no God, and they spend their whole lives doing that, just like Voltaire. How'd that work for him? And how did that work for him? And how did that work out for him at the end of his life when he started to call out for a preacher? Didn't work, did it? Nope. Too late then. As a matter of fact, the housewife actually looked at him and said she never wants to see another atheist die in her whole life. And it was Voltaire's whole purpose in life to make sure those 12 stinky fishermen go down in history as to be forgotten. And then 50 years later, his house is being used as a what? 50 years later, his house was being used to reproduce Bibles. Listen, friends, God is not mocked. For whatever man sows, that shall he also reap. He who sows to the flesh will of the flesh reap corruption, but he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. God is not mocked, friends. Galatians 6, 7. Read it when you get a moment. We're going to come back to this, and we're talking about the good, bad, and the righteous. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1-866-582-9933.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.18%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 1.375% fee. Receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
This is Peter on his motorcycle.
Whoa, the open road!
And this is Peter off his motorcycle.
Please move your paper off my desk. Thank you.
On his motorcycle.
I feel so alive!
Off his motorcycle.
I feel like we covered that already, so...
On.
Wow! Look at the ocean!
Off.
Look at this article I found about urban planning.
You're better on your bike. Progressive helps keep you on it. Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Democratic-led House Judiciary Committee is continuing their first impeachment hearings against President Donald Trump. Harvard Law professor Noah Feldman believes President Trump pursued personal political interests by pressuring Ukraine to investigate Democrats.
President Trump has committed impeachable high crimes and misdemeanors by corruptly abusing the office of the presidency.
Meanwhile, the committee's top Republican, Doug Collins of Georgia, says,
"What's not new is it's the same sad story."
Police in Mississippi say a victim shot near Jackson State University is expected to survive. He was shot in the leg and does not appear to have life-threatening injuries. The historically black university has lifted its lockdown status, and while there is currently no threat to the campus, police are still looking for the suspected shooter. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends, talking about the good, bad, and the righteous, or the good, the righteous, and the bad, however you want to say it. We're using our discerners, friends, to make distinction. In many cases today, what we see is the light being turned into the darkness, and the darkness turned into the light. The sweet is being made for the bitter, and the bitter is being made for the sweet. In other words, the opposite is true as to how the enemy of men's souls wants to betray himself. Read Isaiah 5:20. You'll understand this. First up on the docket, friends, is George Washington, again, the first president of the United States. He was again called a deist. And again, what is a deist? If you look up the dictionary in Webster's, Funk's, and Wagnall, Century, and others, the word agnostic and atheist appear as synonyms. Therefore, the range of a deist spans from those who believe there's no God to those who believe in a distant, impersonal creator of the universe to those who believe that there is no if God exists. Yes, and I said that right. Now, do the founders fit the definitions of the revisionists? No, not at all. Absolutely not. As a matter of fact, almost half of the signers of the Declaration, that being 24 of the 56 signers, held what today would be considered seminary or Bible school degrees. And I want to tell you something, friends. They were smart. It was real smart in a big way. You want to read the founders, you better get out your Webster's 1820 dictionary. And many of them didn't even go through formal schooling or education during their time. But the bar was raised really high, and guess who it was always fixed on? The Christ. The Christ. Ask Mr. McDuffie, okay? And you will understand. George Washington does not fit the definition of a deist, nor do 24 of the 56 signers. The least religious forefather we had was Thomas Paine, who was in fact over in France rebuking scientists for taking praise unto themselves concerning the praise that belonged to God. Science is the study of creation, for the record. They want to discover what God creates, and then they want to get God out of the way and say, hey, look what I've discovered. Well, if people put two and two together, it's you discovered what God created. That's science, period, okay? And so with that said, Ezekiel, I'm sorry, not Ezekiel, Ecclesiastes 1:4. Read it when you get a moment. George Washington said this. He said, morality cannot be maintained without Christian principles. Now, that's right, of course. Moral means conform to truth, for the record. But again, George Washington said, morality cannot be maintained without religious Christian principles. If you take the time to read what young people in this country had to read all the way up until 1962 concerning George Washington's farewell address, you will see that he said morality, friends, morality in Christianity are the very precepts in which we were and are, friends, based off of, premised upon. That's the presupposition. God is, period. Okay? When the first Congress under the Constitution assembled in New York City on April 30th, 1789, by the way, our first federal headquarters was in New York. I actually just went there about a month and a half ago. I have the hat and the t-shirt. Pretty cool place, friends. It really was. And it is. If you're in New York, go check it out. But when the first Congress under the Constitution assembled in New York City on April 30th, 1789, to hear George Washington's inaugural address, President Washington appropriately said, listen carefully, no people can be bound to acknowledge and adore the invisible hand which conducts the affairs of men more than the people of the United States. He said, every step by which they have advanced to the character of an independent nation seems to have been distinguished by some token of providential agency. He said, George Washington did. You will join me, I trust, in thinking that there are none under the influence of which the proceedings of a new and free government can more auspiciously commence. Begin. He's exactly right. Hello? A deist? Not, friends. Not. This is all the garbage that they're throwing on your kids today if they talk about them at all. Now, the story I'm about to convey to you used to be in virtually every student textbook in this country. Listen to this. During the French and Indian War, occurring nearly 20 years before the American Revolution, 23-year-old George Washington and 1,300 British American troops walked right into an ambush. And after 2 hours of battle, 714 of the 1,300 British and American troops had been shot down. Only 30 of the French and Indians had been shot. Of the 86 British American officers in that battle, George Washington was the only one left on his horse. You want to talk about touch not mine anointed, friends? You want to talk about being kept under the shadow of the Almighty? Here you have it. You want to be? You want to talk about the definition of the Lord keeping his children as the apple of his eye? George Washington was this guy during this period, and it wasn't just him. When George Washington had taken off his jacket, there were 4 bullet holes in his jacket, yet not a single bullet had touched him. Not a single bullet, friends. You want to talk about the Lord being his shield and his buckler? The horn of his salvation? Whoa! Several horses had been shot from under him, but he had not been harmed. Listen carefully. He told his family, by the all-powerful dispensations of providence, I've been protected beyond all human probability or expectation. Now, 15 years later, I wish I had more time here. But I'll get to that in a moment. Yep. No, Lord just starts dropping stuff on me, and I'm thinking like on different levels all the time, and people get confused by it, but I totally understand how it comes, and I got to get it off here, friends, and another bunny trail for you in just a moment. 15 years later, an old Indian chief told George Washington that he personally shot at Washington 17 different times without effect. This old Indian chief shot at George Washington 17 times without effect. Believing Washington to be under the care of the Great Spirit, he ordered his men to stop firing at Washington. He told Washington, I have traveled a long and weary path that I might see this young warrior of the great battle. I am come to pay homage to the man who is the particular favorite of heaven and who can never die in battle. This is coming from a foreigner. This is coming from the eyes and the heart of a heathen, acknowledging the God of Israel. I was in Bloomington, Minnesota. We were invited to do a college there. We did a class, a history class. We were talking about some of the things that I'm talking about now. And a Christian girl up in the front shouted out, we're not a Christian nation. It came for the professed Christian, friends. It came from the professed Christian that professes her faith to nobody in any sort or any form of exhibition in any sense of the word. She didn't want the whole room to see her hypocrisy. But yeah, she wanted to be the first one. This Christian professor wanted to be the first one to stand up and say, we're not a Christian nation. You know what, friends? There was a Somali kid that was sitting in the same classroom, probably about 50 to 75 students in that classroom that day. It was in a classroom setting. It was in a college setting. And this Muslim kid raises his hand, a total heathen from a foreign land. Listen to what he said. In spite of this hypocrite who professed Christianity, where the Spirit of God does not bear witness to her hypocrisy, by the way, read Matthew 23. The Muslim kid raises his hand and says, the reason that we came from the Middle East into America is because you are a Christian nation. Okay? It took a foreigner, friend, to show the hypocrisy of those that claim to be what they're clearly not. And it's exactly what happened. Talking about the good, bad, the righteous. The good, the righteous, the bad. Whatever, again, however you want to line that up. We're using our discerners today, friends. What about Martin Luther King? By the way, Martin Luther King Jr., I spent 3 hours with Andrew Young. He was the mayor. He was the right-hand man with none other than Martin Luther King Jr. Michael King is his real name. And he was out on the front lines with him for years. I spent time with Sam Kyle, spent probably 3 hours with him. He was standing right next to Michael King, Martin Luther King Jr., when he was shot on that balcony at the Lorraine Motel in Memphis. And interestingly enough, I also spent some time with Roger Wilkins, former DOJ, that was a part of the civil rights movement during that time. And what you've heard about Michael or Martin Luther King Jr. today, friends, for the most part, the demonizing him, it comes from the CIA-controlled media, because you had none other than the FBI director, J. Edgar Hoover, who had a diabolical hatred for Martin Luther King Jr. And also keep in mind, friends, they were scared to death of the power that this man possessed because of the people that were actually following his lead. And it wasn't just a black-white thing, friends. It was an issue of the law. That's why he kept making reference to the law. But let's get back to Martin Luther King Jr. Just wanted to set that record straight. Okay, what you probably heard about him isn't true if it's unjust. Okay, again, what about Martin Luther King Jr.? He was called a communist. Well, the problem with that is he was a Baptist preacher. A preacher's job, of course, as Charles Spurgeon rightly said, is to slay sin, to break the bands of wickedness, not to enslave, but to set them free. John 8:32. Read it when you get a moment. Martin Luther King Jr. was the opposite of a communist. He was a preacher of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Okay? What about Eric Liddell, or Little? Again, it's how you interpret his name, but many call him Liddell, and some call him Little. I've seen videos and documentaries where they call him Little, and others call him Liddell. Well, over 75 years ago, a remarkable man did a remarkable thing. Eric Liddell of Scotland refused to run a heat at the 1924 Olympic Games in Paris because the race was scheduled, guess what, friends, on Sunday, which his faith, his Christian faith, taught him that he would violate the Sabbath if he did so. Guess what he said? He wouldn't do it. And because he wouldn't do it, you know what the Christian people of that country, again, lack of, friends, just calling it for what it is, the sheep and the goats here, The people of that country labeled him what they labeled him because he obeyed God. Not because he obeyed the people, friends. If he obeyed the people, he would have no opposition. And as I said before, J.C. Ryle was right when he said, maybe it was Tozer, A.W. Tozer, who said, oftentimes, in obedience to God, you're going to find that you're in trouble with men. I'm here to tell you first and foremost that is exactly right on. But did you know what they labeled Eric Liddell for obeying God and not running in 1924 Olympic Games on that Sunday? They called him a traitor because he obeyed God. I'm going to come right back to this, talking about the good, bad, and the righteous. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, friends. Dr. Mike Spaulding here, pastor of Calvary Chapel of Lima, Ohio, and the host of Soaring Eagle Radio and Dr. Mike Live, and you are listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio with my good friend, Bradley Dean. Stay tuned.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back. Permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, 1-866-582-9933, talking about the good, bad, and the ugly, or the unrighteous, right? Yeah, I just wanted to add that. It makes me feel a little bit better anyways. Eric Liddell. Over 75 years ago, Eric refused to run a heat at the 1924 Olympic Games in Paris because the race was scheduled on a Sunday. The people of Scotland called him a traitor because he obeyed God. Did you hear what I said? They called him a traitor because they obeyed God. Now in America, when you kiss the Son of Man by betraying the truth, now you're called a loyalist, right? Or you're called a conservative, or you're called a Christian, all the while knowing that you're selling out the truth because it receives the approbation and approval of men more than it does of God. No, you are incorrect in so many different ways, people. We need to get back to the Word and stick our feet upon the Rock of Ages, which changes not. It's immutable, His Word is. And He's not a man that He should lie, first and foremost. Unchangeable, okay? Eric Liddell, friends, was called a traitor for obeying God. You've heard of Chariots of Fire, right? Liddell managed to negotiate an unheard-of switch from the 100-meter race he had been scheduled to run to the 400-meter, for which he had not trained. Later in the week, Liddell won the race and was showered with Olympic glory. I want to tell you what. He was first showered with the praise and glory of God for obeying Him. Okay? For obeying Him. Instead of cashing in, Lydell turned his back on fame and fortune and followed in his parents' footsteps, becoming a missionary to China, where his most powerful contributions to God and to his fellow humans were made. As a matter of fact, for those that didn't know, he died at a very young age. He got sick during his missionary work. It's kind of a sad story, but look at the short years that he was allotted as to how he spent those years in service to his God and how the Lord is glorified through his obedience. Amen? Cool. Now let's get to a bad, because I wanted to get to a bad guy, okay? Because a lot of people, and we see these guys all day, we see this in this administration, the last administration, the administration before that, the administration before that one, administration before that one. Folks, haven't you seen the pictures of all these presidents? You know how they're sold to you, that they're arch nemesis, they're enemies one with another, you know, pro wrestling by the CIA controlled media. You see how they put them up, one's good, one's bad, and they're always warring against each other, right? And you lose every single time. Haven't you seen the pictures where they've taken pictures together with all the presidents and they're all smiling and shaking hands? And, well, yeah, because they're all working for the same people and it's not you that they're working for. Matter of fact, I just seen you guys all know who Jeffrey Epstein is, right? This pedophile guy that the media keeps blowing out there, and he allegedly committed suicide. By the way, I think a mass amount of people in this country don't believe he's committed suicide. But interestingly enough, when they went through his house, they found a picture of Bill Clinton dressed up as a woman sitting on a chair. Did you also know, just to show you that there's no difference, they also found a picture of that of George Bush. It was a painting of George W. Bush, and he had paper airplanes, and he was taking the airplanes, and he was throwing them at two towers, and the towers crumbled over. America, you are, folks, you're being played, just for the record. You are being played. There is no difference between Barack Obama, and there is no difference between the Bushes and the Clintons and what you're seeing today, friends. And if it were not true, then where's the prosecutions? That's all I want to ask. Okay? You answer the question. There's no debate. Just asking you a simple question. Where are the prosecutions? Okay? Let's get over to Benedict Arnold, because we see him all across the boards. Everybody thought Benedict Arnold was a patriot. Yet when exposed, he was found to be a man that committed high treason against his own country. In July of 1780, Arnold sought and obtained a command at the fort at the West Point. He already had begun a year-long correspondence with General Sir Henry Clinton in New York City through Major Andre, and was closely involved with Beverly Robinson, a prominent loyalist in command of a loyalist regiment. Arnold offered to hand the fort over to the British for close to today's dollars, and this would have been back in 2008, $3 million, okay, and a brigadier's commission. He chose West Point for its strategic importance. The Americans had been using its position to prevent British ships from moving northward from New York City up the Hudson and connecting with the British forces in Canada, a move that would have split the North from the South. His plans were thwarted, though, when Andre was captured September 23rd, 1780, with a pass signed by Arnold. Andre was carrying documents, friends, that disclosed the plot and which incriminated Arnold. Arnold was later hanged as a spy by none other than the Commander-in-Chief and Commander-in-Chief, the first President of the United States of America, George Washington. Because he understood that if he didn't bring forth judgment to Major Andre, that it would only encourage other people to commit crimes as well against the American cause. Oh, my goodness, friends, how many Benedict Arnolds do we have on the horizon today? Just think about that. George Washington brought forth justice, and he hung this traitor, Major Andre. Benedict Arnold was sent into exile, to shame, by the way. But what's interesting here, friends, is George Washington understood that if he didn't hang, if he didn't bring judgment upon those that were committing the act of conspiracy and treason against the American cause, it would only encourage others to do the same thing. Isn't that why I continuously talk about justice, which guards our liberties, friends? Because when you bring about no justice, you're actually advocating injustice. that you're adding strength to tyranny on a daily basis. Every day that this brand new administration that promised prosecution fails to bring prosecution, you need to understand that he's adding more strength on a daily basis to those that have gone unindicted in this country. A matter of fact, on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, this just came to my aid, there's more files and evidence against the Clintons concerning their crimes against we the people coming forward again. Okay? And what are they doing? They're just putting on a show for you. And the message is, friends, that there's nothing that you can do about it. Don't ever forget that. Their message to you is that there's nothing that you can do about it. No, they're scared to death that you're going to figure out, friends, that you can do everything about it. They just want to keep browbeating you into submission so they can continuously strengthen themselves against you. That's what's happening today amongst the horizon filled with a plethora, friends, of Benedict Arnolds that the American people have not only tolerated, but in so many cases even have praised. But again, Scripture comes to my aid. Proverbs 28, verse 4. Those that forsake the law praise the wicked, but such as keep it contend with them. That's why we're on the radio today. What about Ben Franklin? Talking about the good, bad, and the righteous. Well, Ben Franklin, one of the least religious signers of our Constitution, we were told, right? As the governor of Pennsylvania, did you know that he issued statewide prayer proclamations? Did you know that Ben Franklin recommended Christianity in public schools? Did you know that he was a financial supporter of one of the greatest awakening preachers that we have ever known, named George Whitefield? Did you know that Ben Franklin boosted church attendance? Did you also know that he called for chaplains in daily prayer at the constitutional conventions? Oh, and did I forget to tell you, Ben Franklin also said at the foundation of this country, an atheist is unknown in the United States. How contrary to the mind that is at enmity with God. Oh, my goodness. Live radio, just coming to my aid right now. Speaking of primitive Christianity, I want you to listen to what Benjamin Franklin said. Whosoever shall introduce into public affairs the principles of primitive Christianity will change the face of the world. Did you hear what I said? That Ben said? He said, whosoever shall introduce into public affairs the principles of primitive Christianity, scriptural Christianity, will change the face of the world. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Talking about the good, the bad, and the righteous. I got Jesus here who said of his disciples that if they hated me, they'll also hate you. If they called him Beelzebub, imagine what they're going to call his disciples, right? He's the one that said, if they persecuted me, they're also going to persecute you. He also said that you're going to be hated by all men for my name's sake. Okay? King David said the same thing in Psalm 109. If you want to go back to Jesus, go to John 7:7, John 15. The list goes on. Just read Matthew last week. I can give you a bunch of scriptural references there, talking about the good, bad, and the righteous. Got King David here, friends. Got Elijah here, friends. Got the apostles here, friends. We'll hit this tomorrow. Got Jeremiah. What did they say about Paul, the guy that wrote 2/3 of the New Testament? They called him a leader of sedition. They called him a cult leader. That's crazy. What about the disciples? Well, again, friends, we're going to be talking about this again tomorrow. I'll talk to you in 23. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. See ya.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. Many veterans are unsure what benefits they have earned for their service. Here is your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. The VA can't help you until they know who you are. So go to the VA.gov website and look for a DD-214. Fill it out and you'll get a copy of your service record. Take it to the local VA office to see what benefits you can qualify for. You protected us, so it's time for America to protect you. This has been your Veterans Tip of the Day.